mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, hello there. We're talking today about a big question mark. Now, I always talk about question marks because a lot of times there are a lot of question marks around many different subjects. Sometimes when I'm talking to my patients, I'll, you know, say, look, we've got still a lot of question marks. I'm like, we're really still not sure what's going on, but we're going to figure it out. But I think a big question mark that we're talking about this segment is, are we headed for a mass disease epidemic? And I know, Dr. Weiss, that you are kind of fired up about this and you've got some thoughts. So most importantly, let's tell the listeners what the heck we're talking about, what this question mark is, and see if we can actually offer some answers.
We get, you know, in essence, you know, Dan Brown's novel, like a lot of historical fiction, has brought this graph. You'll see the World Health Organization has this graph that they spent millions of dollars in developing about how the population is skyrocketing, and we're over 6 billion. We think we're going to top at 8 billion, along with energy, resources, environment, CO2, all these things. And it basically, the gist of the graph is it's completely unsustainable. And then the idea after that is nature going to correct itself? Is there a natural correction where the population, where we could wake up and a billion people die in six
now,
months?
You
and that's
mentioned
what we call
Dan.
A mass epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you mentioned Dan Brown. He's obviously written many novels, and I think his latest was Inferno. Exactly. Okay.
What it does is it gets everybody talking because there's this historical fiction. And then I get my patients in, and my patients are saying, do you really think like we could lose a billion people on the planet? And I get the question quite often, and my answer is yes and no. And here's what I mean. I think we're in an epidemic right now. I think that the days of mass millions of people dying, other than war, a nuclear bomb, a chemical thing, whatever, other than war, I do think that those days are relatively over. I think that there's enough science and medicine. You know, could China lose a couple hundred thousand people in an area? Sure. And then they would figure out the food or the water, and then they would back it off. But I think we're in enough scientific era that we could prevent any mass reproduction of this. When you look at HIV, a terrible, horrible illness that is slowly getting under control, and it's with education, and despite even a lot of efforts to deny it or whatever, it still has moved forward with control and medication and things like that. But the epidemic that I believe is going on, that's going to lower the population, that in a way fits that Dan Brown Inferno book of mass disease, is the infertility, is the autism, is all of the chronic disease that is keeping us from having children, that is keeping us from having functioning children that can go out and do things in the world. I believe, Holly, there is an epidemic of ignorance that is going to lead to population declines. I absolutely do. When you look at 1 in 82 kids now acquire autism, an acquired disease that I believe if you have knowledge, Holly, your children don't have to get. I believe that. And when you believe that, I think when you look at low mineralization of foods, the use of pesticides, the increase in cancer, cancer now being 1 in 2.5 when it was 1 in 7 when the war was declared. So my answer to that inferno Dan Brown mass disease epidemic is we are in one. That's my thoughts.
So you think that the question mark that we entertain as far as could we have a mass epidemic, you're saying, well, we already are having a mass epidemic. Mm-hmm. And so basically, and it's always been fascinating to me, you know, when I was a high school student and I took history class and history used to be, you know, when I was learning about the first couple world wars, and that was history to me. And now I'm thinking about the history that we are making in our lives every single day, that children, my children, my children's children are going to be learning about. And I think I'm going to agree with you here that you're right. They're probably going to read about the epidemic that was happening and we didn't even know it. And the other question marks, though, that I'm going to throw out there for this conversation and to help the listeners is that I believe that a big, huge percentage of these diseases, as you say, are modifiable risk factors, contributing modifiable risk factors, and are under our control if we could just take control.
Yeah, what we're talking about, listeners, we define these as communicable and non-communicable diseases. The epidemic, the mass death of a communicable disease, a black plague, a yellow fever, an influenza, killing billions of people on a planet, Dante's Inferno, you know, all of that, I just don't believe will happen. But I believe the non-communicable diseases, the heart disease, the strokes, I mean, heart disease younger and younger and younger, obesity, diabetes, we're looking at what these are denting the populations with. Now let's look at a country like Japan. Before the nuclear spill, zero growth rate, massive infertility. Now we look at men in their 40s through Europe, parts of Asia and America that have low sperm counts. Can't produce. How many women now are trying to reproduce with the help of drugs and with help of methods? I think that it's just not going to be a big, massive epidemic like all of a sudden you wake up and hundreds of thousands are killed. But I believe it's an epidemic because of pollution, because of ignorance, that I don't believe just has to happen. Now, Holly, I'm going to ask you something. Do you believe just the sheer fact that the planet's heavy in population, that that automatically means that we're going to have these non-communicable diseases kill us if the communicable diseases don't? Because I don't believe that.
That Japan having the huge population?
Well, Japan has a zero growth rate before the nuclear thing at Fukushima. Zero growth rate. The only way they're going to increase population is by doing something that they will never do, probably, which is have immigration in their country. And that's the first one. The United States now is heading that way, all that stuff. We have negative growth rates, and I think you're going to see that more and more and more and more. And in countries that have high amounts of children, you've seen the epidemics of children dying. I mean, in the world, 10,000 people, 10,000 children still die every day, which are preventable. And so I think those are going to go up, Holly. I mean, we still can't get water to Africa. Really?
I would completely agree with you. And I'm assuming you've read Dan Brown's book Inferno, correct?
I'm about three quarters through it.
All right. So that's stimulated this thought. You know, and I have to say, one of the things that I have mentioned, I wrote this little book about, I think it was my dear, probably 2004, I think it was published. It's called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. Okay?
I remember that.
Here is how I started out talking about that book when I would talk about it in certain lectures. So I was saying, hey, I was so excited about my education. I thought I could just set up, you know, hang my shingle, kids, cardiovascular disease, cancer. I didn't care. I thought using the principles of naturopathic medicine, I could help people get closer to their healthcare desires. Now, what happened to me, very true story, about 90% of the people that scheduled with me my very first year were women. And it wasn't just women having a very difficult time transitioning into menopause, a normal, once celebrated, once honored transition, but also younger women having this, I think, pandemic, epidemic sort of situation. Mm-hmm. Troubles during normal hormonal transition. So younger women having menopause-like symptoms nowhere near menopause, and then the ovarian cysts, the uterine fibroids, the infertility. This whole idea of, I think, linking it to estrogen dominance, and then guess what? Of course, there has been study after study after study, low sperm counts linked to our environment, our very feminizing estrogenic environment. So I will just kind of recap here. Are we headed for a mass disease epidemic, okay? So we're based on, I think, Dan Brown's book and the fact that Dr. Weiss is three quarters of the way in. I would say that I would concur with Dr. Weiss that perhaps we are already in one and we don't know it. The good thing, listeners, is there are things that we can do about it. And we've talked many, many times on this show about how to decrease estrogen by using foods, by using plants, by using ingredients, and by detoxing, doing a daily detox. And we're going to come back to you with some lists about how we can make sure that we're not part of this epidemic. All right, because that's what we do here on Radio MD and RadioMD.com. We just want to help you stay well.